poverty is your treasure. Do not exchange it for an easy life. Zen proverb. Beginning again. Now, this is the truth of that particular fiction, Sweet Angel. I mean, she hopes you don't buy that story, all that sweet domesticity, that tenderness, that yielding and sexuality. She remembers, for instance, her father only vaguely, the glittering wreckage of his black hair rinsed in oils, the sap of melting pomade that leaked from his sideburns, which he dabbed with a hanky. He inhabited his armchair like a black cloud. Glum cultivated his temper a down power line that fishtailed back and forth across their lives, lethal hits, near misses. To avoid it, they crept for miles over dangerous passes. To Ely, my precious, they had stolen a car and were on the run, sleeping in a tacky motel room, cooking on a hot plate, terrified and free at last, oh my darling girl, as you can only be when you've become a fugitive from the domestic life and are blessed with nothing that anyone could want when you are poor, when you're out of luck, and when you are free at last.